In 1995, Ben Gortlett was a 6-foot-tall, sports-mad Perth teenager. But an accident during a rugby match when he was 16 left him a quadriplegic. Since then, he's become a barrister, Rhodes Scholar, and most recently, Australia's Disability Discrimination Commissioner. In his first broadcast interview since taking on that job, he's told Eliza Borello he's determined to maximise opportunities for other people with disabilities.
When I was 16, I had a spinal cord injury playing rugby union. And at the time, what was suggested to me was that I had very, very limited life opportunities ahead of me and that I wouldn't really be able to live the life of my choosing. Fortunately, in Australia at present, that's changed. And in taking on the role, what I hope to do is ensure that those members of the community that have a disability or that may have a disability in the future are accorded some of the opportunities that I've been given, which I think is really important.
What were you told on that night were your options?
On the night I was injured, I recall being told that it was probably reasonably unlikely I'd finish school, that there was a possibility I'd live in an institution when I was older, and that I'd have a reasonably limited quality of life. Fortunately, that hasn't been the case.
I understand one of your priorities is helping people with disabilities in Australia to participate more in society. Is there an area in particular that you think we need to improve on for that to happen?
I think in employment we need to really rethink the ability of people with disabilities to be employed, to emphasise the good points of people with disabilities as employees and what they bring to an organisation, and to look at ways in which we can ensure they have meaningful jobs that enable them to pursue the lives they wish to lead.
You live independently. Is that something that you hope more young people in particular with disabilities will be able to do?
I live with the equivalent of the National Disability Insurance Scheme supporting me. And I think it's very important that we enable people with disabilities to live independently or to the fullest extent possible, and that they can make decisions to pursue their lives as they see as important. So yes.
How upsetting to you is it to hear of young people being placed in aged care homes because we don't have other policy settings or places for them to go?
I think the placing of young people in aged care is a significant human rights issue that needs to be dealt with expeditiously by all levels of government in Australia, and I'm grateful to acknowledge that presently it appears that to be the case.
We have a Royal Commission coming up into disabilities in Australia. Are you hopeful that it will achieve change?
Yes, I am hopeful that the Royal Commission will achieve change. One of the most important aspects of the Royal Commission is it will give a voice to people with disabilities who have for a long time remained silent. The culture of silence relating to people with disabilities is over, and to enable them to be heard will enable good policy to be formulated to ensure that the errors of the past are not repeated. I think when we look at disability policy in Australia, we should acknowledge that it benefits all Australians. 19.1% of Australians have a disability. Only 10% of those people will be eligible for the National Disability Insurance Scheme. But good disability policy, whether it be universal design or access to transport or accommodation that can be used by people with disability and those senior citizens as well, is beneficial for everyone. And so it's not a matter of us and them, it's we. We, the people of Australia, need good disability policy.
That's Disability Discrimination Commissioner Ben Gortlett speaking to Eliza Borello.